Strange Adventure.
Jose de la Vega Cassidy walked leisurely down the street of the little early California town. It was mid-afternoon siesta time, and few people were about. Suddenly, a tall, burly man stepped out of a doorway.
Say, Cassidy, you're just the man I want to see. I found out something the other day.
See? What was it?
I know who the man is the people around here call El Lobo, the Wolf of the Hills.
Well, it is said that only his very best friends know the identity of this mysterious rider.
Yeah? Well, you know who he is. You see him every time you look into a mirror.
Jose drew back in astonishment.
What? Are you accusing me of being this night-riding outlaw that everyone is afraid of?
That's right. And I've got evidence, information the police would play plenty for. But I wanted to talk to you about it first.
So you think I'm El Lobo, want to blackmail me?
Right. Or I talked to Sergeant Portillo. He's been wanting that reward for the capture of El Lobo.
Take your information to Sergeant Portillo. Tell him also that I have invited both of you to a fiesta at my home tonight where you can keep a watch on my actions. Then, if this El Lobo did something while I was in your company, it should prove I'm no outlaw, no?
That night, Sergeant Portillo joined Jose and his guest at the fiesta, explaining that Carter had been delayed in the village. Juan Garcia ran into the room.
Sergeant Portillo, one of the vaqueros just saw El Lobo riding toward Los Vientes Canyon.
Portillo dashed outside, leaped to his saddle, and thundered off into the night. Juan drew Jose aside.
Señor, I just come from the village. Carter beat an old Indian with his cane.
El Lobo must ride tonight. Get everything ready.
But, Jose, that is just a way to draw you away from here and prove you are El Lobo.
I know, but I have a plan, now that Portillo is gone. Listen carefully.
Jose de la Vega Cassidy galloped into the village and halted near the cantina. As he started to dismount, the door opened and Carter emerged.
Halt, Senor Carter! Drop your gun to the ground!
The lash of a long whip cracked through the air and bit into Carter's back.
That is for beating a defenseless man. Beware the lash of El Lobo.
A few minutes later, Carter and a party of troopers were dashing across the desert in pursuit of the black cape rider. El Lobo swerved from the road, taking a familiar shortcut to his ranch house. At the hidden corral, Juan Garcia was waiting.
Hey, quickly, Juan. Hide this cape and mask and ride Diablo into the hills, quickly.
Jose entered the ranch house and rejoined his friends. He was enjoying a dance when Carter and his men arrived. Jose met them at the door.
Ha-ha, Senor Carter. Are you still looking for El Lobo? Looking for you, Cassidy. Men, follow me to the corral. You'll find a black horse there that is soaking wet from a long ride.
The men stopped at the stone corral and examined the black horse Juan Garcia had placed there, an old carriage horse that showed no signs of ever having been rid at all. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Easy Pesos, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.